This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate a neurology consultation on a patient named Donald Shee Jr., D-O-N-A-L-D, middle initial F, S-H-E-A, Jr. Date of birth 6/2/1951. Date of appointment January 19, 2023. Requesting physician. Megan Fucci, M-A-E-G-A-N-F-U-C-C-I. Dear Megan Fucci, I have the pleasure of seeing Donald Shee today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 71-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who is having episode of intermittent tremors. His knees buckle up, arms are tremulousness. When it comes, it lasts few hours. He sees double during that episode. He went to the emergency room. CT of the head done, which was read as negative. Patient does not remember anything during the episode. He is a retired internist. He was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital where Wimpat 100 mg half tablet 2 times daily started. No tongue biting, no incontinence, only vomiting during the episode. Past medical history, status post, pulmonary embolism, SIADH with low sodium, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, status post, CABG 2 times and stenting 6 times. Medication, tramadol, thiazide, acetaminophen, aspirin, 81 mg daily, atorvastatin, 40 mg daily, clopidogrel, 75 mg daily, esomeprazole, famotidine, folic acid, gabapentin, 300 mg 3 times daily, isosorbide mononitrate, lacosamide 50 mg 2 times daily, melatonin, metoprolol, ondansetron, pantoprazole, polyethylene glycol, ranolazine, sodium chloride, tamsulosin, thiamine, trazodone. Social history, smokes 10 cigarettes per day, does not drink alcohol. He's a retired doctor, he's divorced, lives in the assisted living, have 3 children, family history, mother deceased with non-Hodgkin lymphoma, father deceased, coronary artery disease, COPD, 1 sister, 2 brother, alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having tremors and difficulty walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72. Respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. NaxApal, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronated drift, there is no rigidity, action, tremor of the hands present, tremor of the head present. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, except left upper extremity 4/5. Deep plantar reflex is 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, wide-based, rhombic test positive. Assessment and plan, 71-year-old. Right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, essential tremor. Number 2, rule out epilepsy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. Patient history suggestive of essential tremor, seizure is less likely. I will order the MRI of the brain and EEG. I will discontinue the Vimpat. I will start primidone 50 mg PO daily. If necessary, I will increase the dose. If this will not work, then he need clonazepam. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.